I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Aaron on the Mix talking with the one and only Lauren Daigle. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. We're in Missouri today on the Behold Christmas tour. So I'm having a good day so far. It's rainy and dreary, but I'm in the background taking all these calls, and it's been good.
So
How about you?
You said you're in Missouri right now?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
I am. I'm in Springfield.
Oh, okay. I used to live in...
that's always the question of the hour.
It's so funny you say that. I just moved from Kansas City, so I know you have a lot of fans in that area as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've toured through there quite a few times. I love Kansas City.
It's great. Aaron on the Mix talking with Lauren Daigle, and I got to tell you, your song... It's funny, we're talking right now, it's playing on our station as I talk to you, which is kind of like one of those, like, whoa moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very serendipitous. That's awesome.
So,
wow, thank you so much for playing it. It means so much to me.
And it means a lot to a lot of people. Talk about the new album, Look Up Child, that was released just a couple of months ago.
Well, I'll say this is honestly one of the most potent things I think I've ever been a part of in my whole life. We started off the record writing. I remember being just so nervous because I was unsure of all the pressures. People always say, your second record is your sophomore slump. I would hear that so much, and I'd say, no, I don't want that. I don't want that to be the case. So we were just really intentional about making sure every song had some type of intentionality. And that each song was honest, that we didn't try to force anything. And we studied like Roberta Flack and Aretha Franklin and Lauryn Hill and all of these people that could sit at a piano and play. And it was so potent and so powerful. And the second they were surrounded by a ton of musicians, it just kept escalating in its greatness. And so we actually turned in a record of just piano vocal, like no production element, a full record completed, turned into our label, or to my label, and we would base all of the integrity of the song on just those two elements. Are the chords good? Are the lyrics good? Is the vocal right? I guess that's three elements if I'm trying to count. But it was really powerful, and my label was so kind, and they said, yeah, we like this. Let's keep moving forward. And every song got the check mark, and that's kind of how we rolled on through and started adding production elements. I got to work with the orchestra for the very first time, which was so powerful. I've never been a part of anything like that, but I tell you what, Nashville musicians, they are incredible. They're so talented.
I can't even imagine. And by the way, congratulations on your Grammy nomination, Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance and Song for You Say.
Oh yeah, wow. It's still like pretty shocking. Someone asked me, how did you find out? My manager, she came on the tour bus and she's like, Lauren, it's time for you to wake up. And I was like, what? My alarm didn't go off. I was like, are y'all waking me up early? And she was like, No, it's 12 o'clock. I was like, oh, okay, well, my alarm was supposed to go off at 12:05, so that's fine. I'll get up. And she's like, yeah, hurry. And I was like, what's going on? And I put my feet on the floor, and I opened the door to the front lounge, and there's like a whole crew of like 20 people, and they were all like, surprise! And they had 80 balloons stuffed into the front lounge. So like it was just balloons everywhere, like you were walking in a sea of balloons. And they say, congratulations, you've been nominated for 2 Grammys. And it's been so much fun. Last night, someone baked cookies in the shape of the Grammy Award and then put them on the bus. So it's been a lot of celebration happening.
I'm so happy for you. And obviously that second nomination is for Contemporary Christian Music Album for Look Up Child. And you've got, I'm sure, so much happening. You're on the road right now. You're going to be in New York on Good Morning America a week from today. How cool is that? Because that's your second time now, right?
Yes, that'll be the second one. It's so much fun. I love, anytime you get to go to New York is a treat. Anytime. But then also getting to be on those, you know, the morning shows, it's pretty profound. I remember, this is what you know as an artist about going on the morning shows. Get ready for basically an all-nighter because the call time is like 3 a.m. You have to get there so early. I love it, though. I love, I feel like I actually get a dose of morning, which you don't get so much when you're touring. So it's really fun, and those shows are so supportive. It definitely means a lot.
So, Lauren, you're going to be there in a week, and then several days later, it's Christmas. What do you got planned? Anything with the family or friends, or are you going to be on the road?
Yes, I'm going to go home. I'm going to be with family and friends. We have family coming in from all over the country. So where I'm from Louisiana, and we have nothing but ruckus. Like, our times are so much fun. My dad and my entire family gets in the kitchen and cooks. My dad has a catering business. And we take food very serious in our household. And it's not just me. It's not just my parents. It's like generationally passed down. So my grandparents, everyone, it's nonstop. We all get in there and cook, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, that Southern hospitality gets passed down from generation to generation as well. You all know how to make some really good food. I've got a couple of friends in the Louisiana area as well, in New Orleans specifically.
Oh, and come on.
Love it down there.
Oh, New Orleans. That's probably my favorite city in the world. I love New Orleans so much. I got the privilege of being part of the Louisiana Tourism Board, one of the ambassadors this year, and it meant I got to talk about Louisiana as much as I actually love talking about it. So I can't express enough how incredible New Orleans is, and that the culture down there, the music scene especially, the music in New Orleans is just riveting. It's so cool.
For somebody who hasn't been before, I mean, when you go out onto like Frenchman Street and you check out some of those jazz clubs, I mean, that's where it's at. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. Frenchman Street, that's where I go majority of the time, just because you can hear such a different variety. Like, if you go to this place called the Spotted Cat, it's like gypsy jazz. But if you go to this place called Blue Nile, it's like funk, lots of funk. If you go to Snug Harbor, it's like the kind of jazz that you're going to sit down and, you know, sit with family, enjoy a cocktail, and listen to some smooth jazz. It's just, there's so many places on Frenchman Street that you can get such a variety of music. And the other place that's not on Frenchman Street that's surprising is that people maybe wouldn't know unless you are a local is the Ritz-Carlton.
Really?
They have a jazz club in there that is unreal. It's really, really good.
My partner and I love to go down there, so I'm definitely going to keep that in mind on our next visit, which probably will be, let's be honest, soon as possible because it's so cold here in Wisconsin.
Yes, get down there soon. It's not as freezing. Be the snowbird that gets to fly south for the winter and enjoy some New Orleans love.
Oh my goodness, totally. Lauren Daigle, it's Aaron from The Mix. We're chatting, and before I wrap up, I wanted just to get to a couple real quick things. I put this out on our Facebook page. A couple of people just wanted to say, one person in particular said, it's not a question I have for her, but I just want you to tell her that I appreciate all that she's done to get me through a very upsetting, frustrating situation. And I'm sure you do hear that from time to time, and your music really resonates with our listeners.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And I don't know who sent that in, but thank you for being so encouraging. That's the whole purpose of music for me, is to give people hope and give them something to cling to in the middle of what can seem chaotic or lonely or concerning, just kind of to give something for people to stand on in those times. So that means a lot, and I wish that person the best through whatever they're going through.
And Cassidy says something that I was going to ask you either way. And the world we live in is, you know, occasionally turbulent. How do you get through and wave through the negativity? Because you do such a good job.
Oh, I can't say that negativity doesn't hurt. Like, a lot of times I think people think, oh, you must be just, like, superhuman. There are definitely moments where it always hurts. But there's something I was talking to a friend about the other day with the amount of negativity it could be found on social media or from specific people in your world or just even on the news. Like, you can see so much hurt happening. And what I told my friend, I said, in order to fully move forward and move ahead, you have to embrace the rejection. You have to embrace the hurt so that you don't begin to build walls and so that you don't separate yourself from the reality and become reactionary. Because if I can embrace the pain or embrace what is difficult, you know, I've had some backlash on social media and stuff. If I can just embrace, like, the rejection of that, then I know that I won't formulate answers that just cater to appeasing. But I will remain authentic in the approach and in what I'm trying to say in the message. So for me, how do I deal with the negativity? I say, all right, brace for impact. Here we go. It's going to hurt for a second. I'm gonna feel it. But then you can't let it control you. So you just get back up, dust your knees off, and learn from it and pillage on through.
Very strong words. Words to live by, actually. Oh. We could all take good notes from that. Thank you for that. Lauren Daigle.
Yeah, absolutely.
The new album, Look Up Child, is available now. We're excited to see you on Good Morning America December 20th. We are more than pleased to play your music on The Mix. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, happy holidays, and a wonderful new year.
Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting my music. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lauren. Safe travels.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.